The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 3rd Chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 29th, 1972, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist.
So, these words have significance. Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati means in future he will appear. Other avatars, just like Lord Ramchandra, Krishna, they have been described that he appeared for doing this work. Similarly, in future also, who will appear, that is also listed. So, no pseudo incarnation can come in, because past, present, future, everything is described. Bhavishyati, this Bhagavad Grantha, Shastra, was written 5,000 years ago. Now, 5,000 years ago there was no Buddha, but in future he'll come, and that is mentioned here, Bhavishyati. Not only Buddha's name only, but his mother's name and the place where he would appear. And this is called Shastra. No speculation, fact. Either past, present, or future. It doesn't matter. Trikalajna. So we accept knowledge from such person who knows past, present, and future. The persons who do not know even present what is going on, how we can accept knowledge from it? This is not our process. Our process is to receive knowledge from a person who knows past, present and future. Just like Krishna and the acharyas, they know. Our knowledge is perfect because we are receiving knowledge from the perfect as it is. Therefore our knowledge. It is not that I am perfect. I may not be perfect, I may be perfect. But because I am accepting the perfect knowledge, therefore whatever I speak on that basis, that is perfect. This is our process. You don't require to research. What research will make? You are yourself insufficient. What research you can make? Your senses are insufficient. You try to see the cosmic manifestation with your microscope or telescope, but that is also manufactured by you. So you are imperfect. So whatever you have done, that is all imperfect. How you can know? If you are imperfect, the four defects of the conditioned soul. One is sure to commit mistake. Anyone, any big man of this world, he must commit mistake. His illusion. He's accepting something for something. Every one of us, we accept this body as I am, self. And we are fighting on this basis. I am American, you are Indian, you are Hindu, I am Muslim. Only on this bodily concept of life. But Bhagavad says, as soon as we find a person on the platform of bodily concept of life, he is animal. That's all. Saeva gokhara. Go khara. Go means cow. Khara means ass. So, anyone who is under the bodily concept of life, he is fool, rascal, that's all. So these shastras are written just like Vyasdev. Vyasdev is speaking that Kikiteshu Bhavishyati. Kikiteshu means the province of Gaya is still existing. Bhavishyati. When Tata Kalau Sankravitti, Kalau, this age is called Kaliju, Sankravitti, just in the beginning. The Buddha appeared 2,600 years ago. So for thousands of years, it is beginning. Just like the sunset and the sunrise, there is an intermediate period. It is neither light nor dark. That is called intermediate period. Similarly, at the end of every millennium, yuga, and the beginning of another yuga, that is called Sankravitti, just beginning. So, Sankravitti is just in the beginning, because the duration of Kali Yuga, this yuga, Kali Yuga, it will exist for 432,000 of years. There altogether, all the yugas taken together, there are 4,300,000 of years. Out of that, Kali Yuga is 432,000 of years. So out of that 432,000 of years, we have passed only 5,000 years. We have passed only 5,000 years. The Kali Yuga has begun from after the death of Maharaj Parikshit. During the time of Maharaj Parikshit, the Kali Yuga could not enter. He was so strong king. Kali Yuga means these four principles. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. This is Kali Yuga. Before the beginning of Kali Yuga, there was no such thing in the world, all over the world. With the beginning of the Kali Yuga, these things have begun. Illicit sex, intoxication. Now it is so spread that every home, every house, every country is full of these four principles of sinful life. So, tatasangpravitte kalau sarmohaya suradvisham. Surat Disham. Disham means, I don't like to see you. That is called Disha. Desha. Ichha Desha. We have got two kinds of likings. We want to see somebody and we do not want to see somebody. Ichha Desha. These are our activities. Ichha Desha Samothena. Sarge Janti Parantapa. Our creation within this material world, Ichhat Desha. We wanted to enjoy this material world and we did not like Krishna. Desha. Desha means I don't like. There are so many things we say I don't like. So as soon as we don't like Krishna, God, and want to enjoy this material world, then we fall down immediately. Ichhat Desha Samuthena Sarge Janti Parantap. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarge means this is the cause of our creation of this material body. It's like when you enter into the water, just like so many swimmers now entering within the, you have to take a particular type of dress. As you are going to the moon planet, you have to fortify yourself with a particular type of dress. It cost about $40 million, something like that. Similarly, the spirit soul, we are all spirit soul. When we want to enter this material world, we get this material world. This is the process. Now, just like they take pleasure diving within the water, swimming like the fish, that natural tendency is there. You cannot say, why I have come to this material world? Why you are swimming within the water? Why? Who has induced you? There is no such question. But the fact is, as soon as you want to enter this material world, you have to accept this. Otherwise you cannot work here. So this is the fact. So, our problem is that we have entered this material world out of our own will. Ichcha desha samasthena. No, Krishna has not pushed us. You wanted something for your enjoyment, so-called enjoyment. Krishna has provided. Just like you want to enter into the prison life, therefore government creates a prison house. Government does not like that there should be prison house, and government has to make a department, criminal department, and spend millions of dollars for nothing, for maintaining the prison house. Government has no such thing, plan. But because you want to enter into the prison house, therefore, before you are entering, government is prepared. Here is your house. Please come. So that is the way of material creation. There was no need of this material creation. Some rascals question that why God has created this miserable world. And you wanted, therefore God has given you. Jeja-thamāṁ prapadyante-tāṁ sathīva-bhajāṁ-mahu. Krishna says, Krishna is very kind. He wanted such a thing. The same example, the prison house. The prison house is, government is not canvassing. Please, you all gentlemen and ladies, come here. No. You are going. You are going. Similarly, this material world is created for you because you wanted it. And here, you cannot accept, as you cannot expect in the prison house to live very comfortably. Because after all, it is prison house. There must be tribulation so that you may not come again. You cannot expect that prison house will be very comfortable and you live forever. Upon this infliction of so many conditions, so many miserable conditions, still we do not want to leave this place. Just see how much attachment we have got. Dukkhalayam asasadam. This place has been described that it is a place for suffering. It is not the place for enjoying. But still we are not inclined to leave it. Dukkhalayam asasadam. You cannot make even compromise. All right. It is a place of suffering, but we have got our radio and television, we shall live here. No. You may have your radio, television, and if you make compromise, nature will not allow you. After some years, it kick out. Please get out of this apartment. Now I've got my television and this, that's all I do, get out. Asasatam. You cannot make even compromise. They all like it is miserable place. I live here. But you will not be allowed to live here. The police rascals, they do not understand. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Therefore, Lord Buddha appear. These rascals. Sanmohaya suradvisham. Suradvisham means rascals, atheist. There is no God. In Buddha religion, they don't believe in God. Yes. There is no soul, there is no God. That is Buddhist theory. Shunyavadi. Everything bhar. Make bhar. Buddha philosophy is that these bodily pains and pleasure are due to the combination of matter. This body, this gross body, or this subtle body, is made of physical matter. Earth, water, air, fire, and ether, and mind, intelligence, ego. These are gross and subtle matters. So Buddha philosophy is that due to the combination of this matter, we are feeling pain and pleasure. So everyone is trying to eradicate all kinds of pains. That is the struggle for existence. So these pains will be automatically mitigated if you break this combination. That is Buddha. Nibbana. That is called Nibbana. Break. Just like this house is combination of several material things. Now when it is broken, you have seen so many houses are being dismantled. There is no more house. And as soon as there is no more house, there is no question of living or feeling pains and pleasure. That is Buddha philosophy. The Shankara philosophy is, no, simply breaking is not the solution. There is soul within this. Dehinasmin-yathadehi. Shankara gives him the where from this living cognizance come, there is soul. That is Shankara philosophy. But he is nirvisheshvadi, nirakar. That consciousness has no form, he says. Then further development is this Vaishnava philosophy. That as soon as there is consciousness, there is a person. These are the gradual development. Actually, they are not contradictory. But according to the time, circumstances, different types of philosophy are. Just like Jesus Christ, he is advising, thou shalt not killing. That means the people were so much accustomed to kill. Very first class gentlemen. He simply wanted to kill. So what advice can we give him there? First is that thou shalt not kill. So according to the time, circumstances, man, the different scriptures are there. The ultimate aim of scripture is to bring one to Krishna consciousness. But everything is not explained, because the people are unable to understand. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are making movement, but not that everyone is understanding. Those who are very intelligent, or those who are whose background is pious, they can understand. Namanga duskitunam mudha prapadante naradhava. Those who are miscreants, mudha, rascal, naradhava, lowest of the mankind, and maya apurtajnana, and knowledge is taken away by maya, such person never submit to Krishna. But who submits? Chaturvidha bhajanti maam sukriti no. Those who are pious, out of them, four classes of men, artho, arthati, jnani, jigyasu. Artho means distress, and arthati means need of money. Jnani means man of knowledge, wise man, and jigyasu, inquisitive. So, Lord Buddha appeared at a time where people are too much addicted to animal killing. Still it is going on. Kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha sadaya ridaya darsita pasu ghatam. Pasu ghatam, any religion where pasu ghatam is there, that is not religion. That is not religion. That is simply barbarianism. Under the name of religion. So God himself becomes so much disturbed that these rascals are simply killing. At that time, of course, the Buddha religion was not there. The so-called followers of the Vedic religion. In the Vedas, there are sanctions for killing animal in a special sacrifice. But people took it as general, and they began to kill animals like anything, under the protection of Veda. Therefore, when Lord Buddha began to preach his philosophy, ahimsa, non-violence, he did not accept the authority of Veda. Because people will misuse it. Therefore he said that I don't care for your Vedas. Lord Jesus Christ rebelled against the Old Testament. He formulated his own testament, New Testament. Similarly, Lord Buddha also, he rejected Vedas and he presented his own philosophy, ahimsa, non-violence, ahimsa paramo dharma. Because he was very kind upon the poor animals. Sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu ghatam. Pasu ghatam means animal killing. Ninna si jagga vidhi raha suti jatam. Suti jatam, suti means Veda. Then the Vedas, although there are in particular cases, there are animal sacrifice, that is also very restricted. But we cannot say that there is no animal sacrifice. There is, in some cases. So, Lord Buddha, nindasi, he decried, no, I don't accept your Vedas. Therefore, Buddha religion is different from Vedic religion, because he rejected Vedas. And the Vedic followers, because he rejected Vedic principles, Vedic followers said that you are Nastik. Nastik means unbeliever. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this Buddha religion. Vedana maniya bodha hoila nastik. Because nastik means, atheist means one who does not follow the principles of Veda. That is in every religion there is such restriction. That's like Christian religion. One who does not believe in Christianity, they are called heathens. Similarly, in Mohammedan religion also, one who does not believe in the Mohammedan religion, they are called kafirs. So, everyone has got manufactured some word. But so far, our religion is concerned, we accept anyone, either he is a kafir, or he is a heathen, or he is a Hindu, or Muslim, because Krishna is for everyone.